Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark. And, of course, we invite you to dial in. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything you want. And we've got all kinds of stuff on the table here tonight to talk about. Coming up, an update on the story about the people that were slaughtered in Afghanistan, which first I heard was it was one guy. Then I heard that it was a whole bunch of guys. Did I follow that correctly, Mark? Like a bunch of the troops?
There are definitely at least two stories floating around about this incident, and I think that in the United States, one story is getting played, and in the Middle East, another story is getting played. And I'm not going to claim to believe, I don't believe one story or the other. I don't know.
But the one story is that there's a lone gunman, and the other story is that there was a group of people. Is that right?
That's correct. There was 15 to 20 troops, and that that they're. This was a raid. I mean, this was a military action of some sort or another is the claim. And there's a story out of antiwar.com here, written by Jason Dietz. It says the incongruous stories surrounding the March 11 massacre of Afghan civilians in two villages took a turn today with reports from witnesses in Mokhoyan, one of the two villages targeted that were threatened by U.S. troops just days before the massacre. The witnesses say troops rounded up all the men from the villages, and after a roadside bombing, lined them up against a wall and told them they would pay a price for the attack. Now, you can imagine what it's like to be rounded up by armed U.S. soldiers and lined up against a wall. I mean, that in and of itself is a huge threat.
Sure.
Now, this is a claim. How are you ever going to substantiate something like this? These people are too poor to feed themselves properly, let alone to own a camera and a cell plan so that they can upload this video for your viewing pleasure. Mm-hmm. Let me go on with the story here before I make my commentary. The witnesses put the date of the bombing at either March 7 or 8. Previous stories had had massacre suspect Robert Bale supposedly upset about a bombing in which one of his friends lost a leg. The military would neither confirm or deny any bombings in the area, only insisting that they would investigate anything that might be related to the shootings. They likewise gave no comments about the threats in Mokoyan, and if confirmed, the threats would also appear to support the Afghan probe's version of the massacre, which had an organized group of over a dozen U.S. troops carrying out the massacre as opposed to one lone gunman, as the U.S. maintains.
Well, how many times in Vietnam were there lone gunmen going crazy as compared to a whole troop of people that would come into a village and set it on fire or, engage in raping women and children or whatever it was, the horrible crimes that were committed over there?
I couldn't speak to how many lone gunmen there were. I can say that there was more than one instance of horrifying situations that went on that were carried out by military actions, essentially.
And we know that war does encourage people to be more depraved. I mean, we've seen the evidence of that happening.
Well, if you had a friend of yours that was killed in this roadside bombing and you felt that the people in this town were harboring whomever did that,
I wouldn't be there in the first place.
I understand, but you can see how somebody might
come
to that
conclusion. I can see how a hot-headed military person might come to that conclusion.
You're drawing distinctions between you and them, and I don't know if there is.
That person knows that they're completely immune, almost completely immune from punishment for the things that they do.
Apparently, if a group of them did it, then they are immune because this guy Bales would be taking the rap. I don't know. I think it's a very interesting situation because if this guy gets to see the news, and I don't know how they're going to keep the news from this guy or his attorney, then this is going to be his story. His story is, hey, it wasn't me. It was, I was out with a troop of people. And then it'll raise so much confusion about this that there, that he won't be found guilty. And I don't know who did what. I mean, at this point, there's no way to ever find out whether or not this guy did it or It was done by a dozen or more U.S. troops.
I'm going to take the stories of the people that are on the ground there, the innocent victims.
I don't know that anybody on the ground is necessarily going to know what happened. I mean, I live in a town. Things happen in that town that I have no idea what happens. I mean, things happen just outside of my property that I don't know what happens.
Somebody's reporting these things to the media, right? The idea that it wasn't just the one guy, so they know something, and I'm going to take their word for it.
Well, that's because you're choosing to take
the victims. They're the people that have been aggressed against, and the people in the military, the people that are of this mindset.
The reason we have a judicial system is to protect the accused against the accuser. Because I can tell you, there's no problem finding people that'll back up an accuser. And all you're doing is jumping on the mob bandwagon. What I'm telling you anybody who's listening to this story and says, oh, well, the U.S. story's probably right. Hey, I don't know whether it's right or not, but I can tell you that the people in the Middle East, where the terrorists are coming from, they don't believe your stinking story about one gunman. All right? They believe that the United States military set a bunch of Korans on fire and then went and slaughtered a family of, you know, of more than 16 people that were mostly related, and mostly women and children. That's what they believe. And your war, if it ever had any gravitas, if it ever had any justice to it, is gone. It's over. Get out of there. Quit funding this nonsense.
Well, I agree with that part, and I hope that these troops start rolling over on each other and start pointing fingers so we can get some more better idea of what happened. Because, you know, if there's no witness, then there's no witness, and what can
Why would the troops roll
about that? Well, like you said, Mark, I mean, if this guy hears that there were other people, that the word's out about other people being involved, maybe he'll break his silence and speak out against them.
What silence? I mean, you think he's choosing to be silent? Who knows? The United States military certainly isn't going to let him make a comment. However, once they have to let him get an attorney, a JAG or whatever it is those fellows are called,
right.
Then it would be a foolish attorney that wouldn't tell him about this other story that went on. And frankly, if this guy comes up with this story, then nobody can not believe it.
I have a feeling he's going to be detained for a very long time before he even sees the light of day.
Well, look at Bradley Manning.
Right.
I mean, it's been more than a year since he's been accused.
I think he's going to stay in jail, and we're not going to hear a peep out of him, and he's not going to get a speedy trial, and he may be hung out to dry as a scapegoat years from now when nobody's paying attention anymore.
When the media's forgotten about the story.
That's right, and moved on to something else.
I wouldn't hang him out. I mean, why would they hang him out as a scapegoat then if it's not a true situation? If it's true, then
it's the U.S. military.
Well, why not let him go
in
2 years?
They lie to people.
I mean,
right?
2 years, no American's going to care about this story. Americans' families are not being pulled out into the street, shot. Their children aren't shot and set on fire.
That's right.
They're not going to give a flying flip at a rolling donut what happens to this guy in 2 years. Right now, he's a little bit of news. It's only the people in the Middle East, and specifically Afghanistan, and more specifically this area, that really care. And they're going to say to themselves, those people in the United States that are supporting this, supposedly a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, are a bunch of stinking demons, just like Karzai said about the American military today. The Afghan parliament is talking about this court situation, or this this court-martial situation here with Robert Bales, and they're telling the other story. The people of Afghanistan are getting this other story as if it is the news. And I don't know if it is. I'm not going to claim to know.
Yeah, I see. And I think it's fair for you to say that. Of course, this isn't a news show necessarily. It's just an open phones panel discussion. We'll talk about various different things here. But if you had to pick a side, Mark, who would you choose?
What, I just have to choose one of these stories to believe?
Yeah, well, I think there's your side, my side, and the truth.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
I don't necessarily believe anybody's side. You know, I wasn't there, so I can't have I can't form my own judgment of which of the two is the actual correct one.
Who's more likely to tell the truth, the military or the victims?
The military or the victims? I don't know. I really don't. I have no opinion. I have a problem with the young man, the Bales story, because I think it's weird that he would be able to get out of the out of what I hope is a secure compound at 3 o'clock in the morning and be able to go through this village and commit whatever atrocities he committed, supposedly.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to share your thoughts. And you, of course, can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything you want. 1-855-450-3733. Your call's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Nowadays, anyone with an adequate computer and a decent internet connection can hear music in various formats on dozens of sites. While it's clear what the digital age does for an artist, it's also a boon for indie music labels, such as Big Jake Music, a New York-based entertainment company. According to Jake Shapiro, founder of Big Jake Music, the upside of digital distribution is the large market you have access to, which you can promote to in different ways. These days, with more customers spending time on their computers than in brick-and-mortar retail outlets, entertainment companies would be foolish not to capitalize on this potential revenue stream, which is why it's in the best interest of smart, independent music labels like Big Jake Music to hitch their star to other like-minded and influential entertainment companies. Music usage has never been more popular on formats like social networks and mobile devices. For more information, visit www.bigjakemusic.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want at 855-453. That's SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you find waiting for you there. We've got lots of stuff, including listening options. You can get tuned into our broadband, dial-up, or mid-band streams. Different size stream bit rates for different internet connections. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in there around the clock.
Those streams are available 24/7. Latest episode of Free Talk Live always airing there. And in addition to that, you can find us on over 100 great radio stations across the country. Our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio. We've got two channels that were on XM, as well as the free-to-air KU-band satellite. In addition to that, our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. So plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears over at listen.freetalklive.com.
The guy who's putting together Porkfest this year, that's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, .com, is Jason Osborne. He's also, you know, the guy that behind SACL CAI that makes sure that Free Talk Live gets sponsored by SACL CAI. He's a big supporter of Liberty. He's a big supporter of Free Talk Live as a result, and you can, well, do business with companies that do business with Free Talk Live by supporting SACL CAI. It's a company that handles collections. They do it in a way that, doesn't drive off your customers. So many collections companies have created a bad name for the collections industry. SACL CAI does it differently. They treat your customers with respect. They record every call so that you can go back and listen just to make sure that, your company is being reflected in a manner that you'd like. They have the best equipment money can buy. Go check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. It links through their new website, SACL CAI.
All right, 855-450-FREE. We're going to go into you and your thoughts here if you dial in toll-free. Once again, 855-450-3733 to Chad in Louisiana. Chad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Emmy, and Mark. Hello, Chad.
Hey, I was listening to the podcast earlier from Monday.
Yes, sir.
I drive a lot, and when I'm traveling, I like to download the podcast and listen. And you were talking about website trolls with Julia on Monday?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And she had mentioned that she had made a comment where Liberty has rules, sometimes more rules than our current system would have.
Well, it could. The idea being that property rights, of course, would be paramount. So each property owner would get to set whatever rules they wanted. So you might have a restaurant that doesn't allow smoking. You might have one that does allow smoking. You might have one that does allow people to have their shirts off. You might have one that does, requires tuxedos. So, I mean, there could be all kinds of different rules.
Well, exactly. And one thing, you were talking about the trolls on the website, talking about what about freedom of speech, what about liberty and that stuff. And what my thought was on that is they need to understand that we're talking about liberty, not anarchy, and what the difference is.
And well, I don't know. What do you mean by that?
The difference is if you think about it, anarchy is not really much different than being in a dictatorship because people are uncomfortable in that situation.
Well, I think that the term gets really murky. To some people, it means the highest form of liberty, and to other people, it means absolute chaos in the streets, cars on fire, and the whole thing. So, I mean, it's difficult. It's one of those words that I think is, it means different things to different people.
Yeah, I don't care for the term anarchy, but I know a lot of people that call themselves anarchists that believe in, peace, and they just don't want a government around controlling them. Personally, I prefer the term voluntarist, but some people would say that means that means anarchist. I don't agree because I think anarchy does have that connotation of chaos and violence. But really, I think that what we have right now is chaos and violence.
Right. What we have right now is chaos and violence. And what we're trying to avoid is that chaos and violence. And you get to it the same way. It's a group of people deciding that no matter what, they're going to do what they want to do, whether it be a small group like a dictatorship would be or whether it be everybody like the classic accepted definition of anarchy where you just do whatever you want no matter what anybody else says. That's what you're trying. You don't want to have that, and that's why I thought that they need to understand what that difference is. Where liberty, you can't go and be offensive to people. And I'm not talking about political correctness.
You certainly can go and be offensive to people.
I'm talking about going in and disturbing their rights. Their property.
Well,
rights.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, your rights end when the other person's rights begin. And if we're talking about property,
it's amazing how much people find to be offensive. I mean, people are looking all the time for things to be offended by.
Well, right.
Right, so here's an example. Let me just throw this out there. Let's say we're dealing with a situation where there's no deed-restricted neighborhood. It's just properties next to properties, and I want to walk out in my front yard naked. Is that somehow an offense to your rights?
I'm offended thinking about it.
Yeah.
I'm not offended. I'm just appalled.
Well, okay. My question is for you, though, Chen.
It's your property. right? And my belief is if it's your property, you have the right to do what you wish on your property.
Great.
Now, you also should not be offended if everybody that's around your property, because you do that, builds sky-high fences so they don't have to see.
Okay. Yeah, I would. I wouldn't care. I mean, it's their property, right? If they want to build a really tall fence, that's their business.
And I mean, that's what my thought on it is.
Yeah.
Is as long as you're not doing something that directly harms someone else, then you're within your rights.
I think now, the argument could be. I think the argument could be made.
Across the street, and you're naked offering my kids candy. Well, that's a completely different story.
Right. Yeah, I think that it all comes down at some point or another to human nature and what the majority of the people say in a given geographic area. Like it or not, somebody, some weirdo is going to push the limit of whatever. I mean, okay, you can come out and get your paper naked, but no, passing out candy naked to the neighborhood kids, not okay.
Right.
At some point or another, somebody's just going to smoke you right there in the front yard, rights or no rights.
I think too, I mean, it doesn't really apply with the naked guy principle unless I don't know how it would, but if you're doing something on your property that affects the property rights or property value of others, that could be construed
property
as an injury.
Value. Oh,
yeah.
As an injury.
You know, oh,
someone
goodness.
Say that, someone
I don't want to live here because there's this crazy naked guy down the street that comes out and dances naked every day at
but
4
some
o'clock.
People might find that more valuable.
Maybe so. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Here we go.
So who decides what is value? This is a dangerous area to get into, to suggest that if you harm someone else's property value, and I don't mean by, like, destroying their fence or something like that.
Right.
I mean by something you're doing on your own property.
Well, there is a view tax in New Hampshire. So if you're dancing on your lawn and you're within my view of my big, nice Mount Monadnock view, I don't know that that's, again, I think it's a little ridiculous to make this argument for this example, but if you're doing something that damages something that was part of my property value when I bought it, or damages my resale value, Then absolutely.
I don't think there's any action you can take there. If I plant a nice tree in my lawn and it grows up and it obscures your view, too bad.
If you
didn't want to have your view obscured, you should have bought more property.
That you bought. I would agree with that as well.
Or at least the air rights above it, and that's something that could be sold. I wonder, would it be okay if you want to dance naked in your front yard? Would it be okay for me to, like, take a big mirror and, like, flash it in your eyes while you do it? I mean, you know, you could be blinded by the sun.
Yeah, that could be considered aggression, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's aggressive.
Someone.
It's aggressive, yeah. Maybe I could just, like, leave it in place and, like, it would give you a bad sunburn.
Chad, any other thoughts?
No, that's all I had.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah,
yeah, I think
everybody wants
to
live in the same neighborhood as Ian.
You've got to have the same definition of anarchy to even have a conversation about it. And a lot of people don't have the same definition of anarchy. 1-855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You may bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here for you, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight is Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark. Inviting you over to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook. Once again, news.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls here, and then I've got something related to what that last caller was talking about with bringing up the term anarchy, about how people apparently behave socially and well even without rules. But first, Jim is listening in Maine, Presque Isle, to WEGP. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are you?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I kind of just turned on the radio and I caught the tail end of the discussion about Afghanistan. tragedy, debacle, atrocity, you know, whatever you want to call this mess. You know, I do agree with the statement that, you know what, this, I believe, is now going to end this mess over there, and it's going to bring the troops home, because this is the turning point right here.
I felt that way, too, and I'm wondering, just for history's sake, it's Jim, right?
Yes.
Just for history's sake, do you care to take a guess as to whether or not it was the burning of the Korans or the slaughtering of this family? Because I tend to think that humans are so petty that it's about the book, not about the people.
Yeah, you know, there may be some validity to that. I do believe, you know, it just kind of smells like I have no, you know, solid evidence to point on that. You know, it could be a revenge thing, you know, troops getting payback for, you know, for some murders that occurred over the Koran burning. I don't really know.
That's what's
being
alleged here by the writer of the article, Jason Ditz. That's what he's alleging, essentially.
I mean,
I don't know if he's
alleging. All I know is I'm a family man. I have three children, okay? If someone comes into my home and kills my family, let me tell you something. Whether it's one individual or a group, I'm lumping them all in together.
Yeah.
Okay. In my flesh, I'm thinking, okay, it's going to be payback time.
Sure.
And you know, Americans got to realize, you know, you look at this, this atrocity, you know, that's what it is. It's a microcosm for, you know, our government does this on a grand scale.
Right, and that's how terrorists get created. Right?
And that is exactly right, you know. And, you know, I'm a veteran. You know, I served in the armed forces. I served in the first Gulf War. I look back on that now, and, you know, I can't admit I'm proud of my service during that time. I'm not. But I can tell you is this. You know, you have things that happen like this, and or you look there during the 10-year no-fly zone that we had with Iraq after the first Gulf War, and we had sanctions which were the worst sanctions in the history of the world.
Yeah, 500,000
people died.
Right. Sanctions means you cut people off from supplies. I mean,
from food and medicine.
Right.
And then you have Madeleine Albright, you know, who comes out and says it was worth the price.
Sick. It's sick.
You can't say that. What are they going to think? And then you wonder why years later they attack a ship, knock down a building. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm not saying it's right. But you understand that's what's going to happen. You reap, you know, what you sow.
Absolutely. You know, I couldn't have said it better, Jim.
And just one more point about whose story to believe. I'll tell you this. We can't even tell a story straight about our own servicemen. Anybody remember Pat Tillman?
Yep.
Mm, right.
They lied about him.
They used him as a propaganda piece.
Yep, they sure did. His family is rightly outraged.
Killed by his own fellow troops.
Yeah.
Killed by his own troops, but yeah, we wanted to prop him up like he was fighting against the enemy. So if we can't even tell the truth about our own, what do you think they're going to make up about some, an Afghanistan family, you know, thousands of miles away? They're not going to care. You know,
I'm just going to leave you guys,
and you know, I'll leave you guys with that. And you guys have a great night. Thank you for the show.
Great call. I appreciate the thoughts, Jim. Thank you. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. I mean, he pretty much summed up everything I think about the situation.
You know, the Gulf War, the first Gulf War veterans. You know, it seems like they've got huge problems with you know, what went on over there. And talk about a group of people that are just have worn the ravages of war. That was, from the public standpoint, the perfect war. It happened. It was quick. It was over. They got in. They got out. But I think, let's see, the numbers are approximately 108,000 are on the, you know, the registry of, this is from golfweb.org. Of those that are symptomatic, 80% of them are symptomatic with this Gulf War syndrome.
How is Gulf War syndrome different from PTSD?
Because Gulf War syndrome is believed to be caused by chemicals like Agent Orange was.
Something. Who knows? Nobody seems to know, but those guys and gals, I'm sure that there's plenty of women who are involved. Man, oh man, so many of them are dead, and you know, no one in the government, in the United States government, won't take responsibility for it. Everybody talks about our heroes, and then one seems to care about what happened. It's not in the papers anymore.
Why should the government care? I mean, the more dead troops they have, the fewer they have to support.
Here in Keene, we had a protest from the Occupy Keene folks, and they read off the 6,800 some odd names out loud over the course of a 24-hour period here in Keene just a few days ago. And I stopped and I talked to some gentlemen.
Wasn't that the Peace Vigil and not the Occupy?
I believe it's Occupy.
Okay. Some crossover.
So, all right. So my mistake if I'm sourcing the wrong group of people or wrong label for the group of people. But there was a gentleman holding a sign that says, "Test all returning vets for PTSD." And principle of stolen money and theft is taxes, or taxes are theft, and that completely aside, the spirit of it I totally agree with, because if we collectively are going to send our troops to go do nasty things, then we should be taking care of them when they come back. And even if we do transfer to a voluntary society or an anarchy society or a minarchist society, I really think that if we are going to put people out there to do our dirty work, we need to be taking care of them.
Putting them anywhere, I'd like to say, but I don't have any problem with helping people that need help. And I think that if you get rid of, tomorrow we could press a button and make the federal government disappear and all of its associated violence and all of its you know, programs and everything about it, make it disappear. Well, that would just mean people would have more money in their own pocket to do what they pleased with, so they could give it away and save it or whatever, spend it in whatever way they think is best. And inevitably, you'd probably have veterans groups forming that would you know, essentially step in and do the job that the VA is doing today, except do it much better and do it without do it, you know, where since you can decide to contribute, they actually have to do a more efficient job at taking care of people and actually care about these guys, whereas the current VA, they just don't care.
They don't.
A lot of them don't care. I'm not saying all the people in the VA don't care, but collectively as an organization, they really screw these guys.
Right. And troops are being treated like cattle. You're a number, not a name.
So I wouldn't want to just, oh, well, let's let the government take care of these guys down the line. I think that's the least compassionate way to do it.
No, I don't think he was advocating that.
No, I thought I was talking about what you were saying.
Right. I don't believe he was advocating for that. I think he was necessarily, he may have been, I'm not sure, but I do believe that all troops who are coming back should be tested for PTSD, whether or not the government does it or they do it of their own volition. I don't particularly care which, but I think it's important that they do. Absolutely.
And PTSD is this sort of, you know, this disease that nobody in the military wants to look at. It's a sign of weakness. If your job is to go out and kill and break things for the government, then the idea that somehow you can't handle what you've seen afterwards, you feel guilt. Most of the worst cases of PTSD, according to the studies, are associated with guilt. And I don't know what those guys have seen, but I'll imagine it's pretty atrocious. And apparently, if they have guilt, there's some way associating themselves. It's not like you're seeing a crime on the street. Somehow they associate themselves with the crime as having perpetrated. I don't know if it's because their guys did it or because they did it or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know. But
or they didn't stop their guys from doing it.
All right. So many of these guys are trying to push these things back down, and this isn't the kind of thing you can push down.
There's also the argument that PTSD is actually just a normal person's reaction to seeing absolute atrocity.
I think that's exactly what it is.
I don't think it's a disorder. I think it's a sane person's reaction to absolutely atrocious things.
Toll free number here tonight for your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you have some insights regarding PTSD, or you can tell us about your experience in the military or whatever's on your mind. 855-453, you take control. Free Talk Live.
If you've ever considered a reverse mortgage to provide extra retirement funds, now is a great time to call MetLife Home Loans for a free DVD and information kit. We've reduced costs on our Heckam Saver reverse mortgage product, making it a favorable alternative to a home equity line of credit. As a result, more people are adding reverse mortgages to their retirement plans. If you or any co-owners of the home are at least 62, call MetLife Home Loans to learn more about this smart way to take advantage of the equity in your home while you continue to own it. There's no obligation, so call for your DVD today. Call MetLife Home Loans at 800-598-1781 for your free kit and DVD. That's 800-598-1781. 800-598-1781. All loans are subject to approval. Interest accrues on the loan amount disbursed. Certain conditions and fees apply. Mortgage financing provided by MetLife Home Loans, a division of MetLife Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nami.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. You may go there, get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. There are various different ways to do that. And if you like the show and you like the fact the website's free, you might want to voluntarily contribute to this program. You can do that by going to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is we ask you for $3 a month. You can do it with any major credit card or PayPal. And you can, or rather through PayPal and or use Visa or MasterCard on our own website. And we'll take that $3 a month in and invest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country. Just added New York City on Sunday, which is a big deal.
Yay.
Yeah, it sure is. And so it's thanks to listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers. We would not be where we are today if it weren't for listeners like you sending $3 a month in. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, learn about the perks you'll get, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, podcast, forum, and more.
Many podcasters say that that AMP-only podcast is worth their $3 a month in spades because, you know, it's...
Because it doesn't have the regular commercials, the podcast?
That's right. I mean, they find it, for whatever reason, that appeals to them.
Right, and it makes a difference, too, because you're helping get the ideas of freedom out to new radio listeners all across the country. So go to amp.freetalklive.com as we continue with your calls. Crichton is on the line in Louisville. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys tonight?
That's great, Crichton. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to your one of your advertisers on the Shoutcast. I don't know if how many of those actually make it to the other broadcast.
It
but
depends.
You have one advertiser that talks about reverse mortgages.
I don't know which one we're talking about, but okay.
Well, I'm not going to name the advertiser.
Fine. Let's talk about reverse mortgages.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages because they specifically advertise the reverse mortgage.
What is a reverse mortgage?
What is a reverse mortgage?
Yeah.
A reverse mortgage is kind of like the idea that a company approaches you or you approach the company, usually an insurance company, and they want to buy your house that you own free and clear. You're nearing retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So they offer you a reverse mortgage where you sign away the house on the condition that they're going to pay for it and you're going to live in it until either you die or the terms of the mortgage expire, until it's over. So So
you sign away your hold on a second. So you sign away your house. They're going to pay you $300,000 for it. Although you probably can't get that in this market. Let's say $100,000 for your house, and they make monthly payments on it until either you die or they own it, and then you have to move out.
Correct.
So they only go after old people with reverse mortgages?
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yes.
Got it.
Here, do you see the problem with, I immediately had a twitch when I heard your advertiser talking about reverse mortgages because of how bad they are.
Well, I mean, they're good for some people. Otherwise, people wouldn't be doing them, right?
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. The person's out of a house when they die, and they can't leave it to their kids. But
what if they don't have kids?
Right. It's predatory lending, I believe.
I don't like the sound of it sitting from where I sit either.
The person who's buying the house is the insurance company,
mm-hmm.
and they're buying it at current rates at what is valued now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you're the owner. You're still technically the owner until they take it over. So you're paying for the ongoing upkeep and the insurance and the taxes just like you normally would, and they're paying you a monthly rate. They are expecting you to either die or, you know, finish it out. Either way, they're paying for a property that they don't have to maintain.
That's a good point.
Until the market recovers, and they're paying for it at the depressed rate.
Well, I wish I would have gotten in on one of these deals in 2005, right?
Well, I believe you need to be a specific age, like 50,
I think that, yeah, you've got to
60
be 50
or
65. Or something, yeah.
I don't think it would be that low.
Insurance company.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
You're never going to catch them off guard. They know what they're doing.
Right, exactly. They've done the math.
These things are always set up in such a way that the insurance company or whatever the company that's selling it in the reverse mortgage cannot lose.
So would you have a problem if, before you go on, would you have a problem if Free Talk Live advertised one of those payday loan places?
The problem I have with it is that I don't have a problem with people. People should know what they're doing.
I agree.
They get into stuff like this, they need to follow through with it. But the advertisers that you have accepted.
Whoa.
Hey. There are lots and lots of different advertisers associated with Free Talk Live. You could have been hearing, you know, whatever source that was broadcasting. You said Shoutcast. I don't know what that means. You know, maybe they've got advertisers that are associated. There's a network. There are local stations. There are all kinds of people that have their own advertisers.
And we have no control what they put on our show.
Yeah, you'll know that I voiced the ad and that I know something about that advertiser if I voice it. But just because you hear an ad that is somehow associated with Free Talk Live. If you watch our cam, an ad comes up for something before the cam comes on.
Yeah.
We have no idea who those folks are.
And no control over that content either. And I believe that's the same is true for the cam and the chat page.
And when it comes down to it, I'm not your mama, and I'm not going to be able to haul your butt out of whatever fix that some advertiser might have put you in. I can't do it.
I certainly appreciate the phone call, though, and I think I would encourage you
to try to
figure out who the advertiser actually is advertising with and contact them with your concerns. Because, yes, if I heard a payday lending place, I don't support predatory lending. I don't think it's a good idea. And if I felt I felt it was an important enough issue to pick up the phone, I would follow it through and complain to the station, if it's a local radio station you're listening to, or even if it's an online provider.
Yeah, I think it's important to have ads that are of a quality, you know, that are of companies that are at least reputable. I mean, whether or not
if they do what they say they're going to do, then they're reputable. My point is that payday loans
I think they're offering
help
a questionable
people.
Product. If
no,
they're offering a
it's
questionable
not a questionable product.
Product.
It's exactly what you said they're supposed to get.
I'm with Ian. And here's the thing. With the reverse mortgages and with the payday loans, no one is holding a gun to another person's head to enter into the contract. You know what? If I am broke and I'm desperate, I don't need to go to a payday loan place. No one is forcing me to. But it's... comes back to what Mark had said earlier. You need to educate yourself, and I would start talk to your friends, talk to people who you think, talk to your mother, your father, your friends' parents, and say, you know what, this really isn't a good idea, and extend yourself and offer if you can to help them if they may feel that this is their only option. If they feel that they have a metaphorical gun pointed to their head and they're in a moment of desperation, that's what I would do.
I mean, there have been times when I have refused advertising on this program.
Sure. Same here.
simply because I don't feel comfortable with it. But there are also borderline things where I'm like, I don't know about necessarily how I feel about the product. I don't have to love the product to necessarily put it on the air because people want to get out. They want to get their message out. I think there's something to be said for vetting and, you know, checking and seeing what it is that you're, who it is you're dealing with and what it is they're offering. But at a certain point, whether I would use the product or not shouldn't factor into it. Like, for instance, you know, I'm not an outdoor sports person, but we still advertise Man Venture.
Yeah, and you've got some stuff from there that you really like that you use indoors.
There's a knife set that I use indoors, and it's great. But, you know, I'm not an outdoor sports person. I can't endorse probably half the products in their inventory, but that's okay. And aside from that, because it is buyer beware.
You camp out at Pork Fest once a year.
That's true.
That it's buyer beware, but I got a separate question.
And I think it's valuable for you to talk about these things, too.
Options, the broadband streams, the 64, the mid-range, and the low-range.
Yeah.
Y'all don't have control over that advertising for that either?
Well, it depends. So there's, as Mark was explaining, there are different people advertising on things. So we have a network that has their own sales department, and they sell advertisements. And then Mark is the salesman for this show. So if you're listening on the broadband stream, you're probably hearing both of those types of commercials. And obviously, we can't take any responsibility for what the network decides to put on the air. I mean, they're covering their costs to get this show distributed across 100 plus different radio stations.
We have no control over it. Whatever. I mean, Free Talk Live could tell everybody to go take a walk, but remember that there are radio stations out there where people are listening. That 9 minutes out of every hour, they've got ads.
No idea.
So I mean, do we tell everybody to take a walk because everybody who advertises on Free Talk Live must be vetted and approved by Ian and Mark because you get the golden FTL symbol,
right,
or whatever. I we're unable to do that.
It would be incredibly impossible. It would be impossible to try to control our stations like that, to where we're telling our stations, yeah, you can air Free Talk Live so long as we get to vet all of your commercial inventory. I mean, how micromanaged would that be? And it would be insane because no radio station in their right mind would take our show. So, hope that clears a few things up for you, Crichton. But I appreciate you bringing up the issue. I mean, I'm more than happy.
Yeah, I'm glad that people got to hear about it.
Right, I'm more than happy to talk about issues. And obviously, we didn't block your call or anything like that. So, thanks for the call. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.